I was tired, man. I had to go that kickoff the next play. You know, special team, you know, still take precedence right now. But I got the ball back eventually. I had somebody go get me the ball, so good.
A great moment for Anthony Allen, his first NFL touchdown, but Coach Caldwell, he had to get up and go run 70 yards on kick coverage. It was that kind of a day in Cincinnati for your guys, huh?
Well, it certainly was. Yeah, obviously, we had a number of guys that had an opportunity to play a pretty extensive amount, and some much more than they've played the entire season. So we got a real good look, obviously, at some of our younger guys and some of our less experienced guys in a very tough situation. Obviously, you want to win that game. But nevertheless, I think we got some work done as well.
I think you've really figured out that Bernard Pierce runs very, very hard, particularly between the tackles. Gino Gradkowski held up very well at center, but that comfort level with Bernard is growing and growing, huh?
Well, Bernard has really been performing extremely well. He seems to get better and better all the time. He's a good, powerful back that certainly hits the hole downhill, and he's powerful enough to create some holes himself, but he also does a just tremendous job of reading his blocks, and the offensive lineman did a nice job for him.
I know you weren't dialing up a ton of read option all the years you had Peyton Manning out there. So when was the last time you dialed up and designed plays for the read option? Did you have fun with that a little bit this week?
Yeah. It was interesting. To Tyrod obviously has a special skill, and to give him an opportunity to kind of get out there in space and get him on the move a little bit was fun. So it's been since my college days that we looked at some of those kinds of things. But fortunately, we do have a guy here who can pose a threat if we do use some of that stuff.
Well, it was a lot of fun to watch. We'll put that behind us and move forward. Coach, there are so many storylines and interfaces between this organization and the Colts, your history in the past. Will you try your best just to block out the noise and be a coordinator and do your job, or will some of that have to seep its way in at some level?
Well, you know, you don't work at a place for 10 years and certainly work with the guys that you've worked with all those years and certainly not, have a sense of the magnitude of the game and things of that nature. But we're going to carry on just like we normally do in terms of our preparation. We look at them just like we look at any other team, look at their strengths and weaknesses and see if we can find a way to get after them. But other than that, it's another ball game. It's a big ball game, obviously, because of the first round of the playoffs. That's huge. That carries enough weight in itself not to add all the other things that could go along with it.
And moments ago in game plan defense, Coach Pease indicated that he came to you more for assistance with Peyton Manning and the Denver offense, which you ran in Indianapolis, than the offense that you're seeing this week. I guess we don't always think about it that way, but that's where the knowledge would have been more beneficial.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, obviously this, because of the fact that they've changed systemic change offensively, that's pretty dramatic. They're not much just in terms of what they do now that we did, in previous years. But the other side of the coin is the fact that I get a chance to talk to him a little bit about, obviously, what we're seeing from a defensive standpoint, because there's some similarities there, obviously, with Chuck going there. So, our conversations are a little bit different turn this time around.
Yeah, and Chuck, of course, sat in that chair for 4 years and did game plan defense with us and was brilliant and fun to learn football from. Very aggressive play caller, very aggressive blitz packages, does some things that Dean has shown with you might line up seven and bring four, but you don't know where they're coming from. Are they some of the key elements of the way Chuck dials up a defense?
Well, yeah, you see in all those things. And he's obviously a very, very fast defense that moves quite well, good corners that walk up on you and press, safeties that are very, very active, and then obviously the two cornerstones of their defense is Mathis and Freeney on the edge, and they pose problems, obviously, that you have to contend with from pass rush to obviously the movement that they utilize, and then also they do pretty good just in terms of giving you all kinds of headaches, you know, that you got to contend with in terms of the pass game. So.
Well, drill down that just a moment for us, because they're calling Freeney and Mathis outside linebackers. You called them your rush ends. Maybe they were nine technique, whatever they were doing. On film, with a slightly different base defense, are they different players? Are they doing different things that our fans would recognize? Or they do the same things, just starting in a different spot?
Well, the only thing that's different, obviously, when you go to a nickel situation, they're exactly where they always were. They're two ends that are rushing the passer and getting up the field. That's exactly right. In rundown situations, you may see probably the thing you'd notice most is maybe that Robert Mathis drops a little bit more than he did previously, but still they do enough with him coming that you understand that, you know, his main element in terms of his strengths are he can rush the passer and get after you coming up the field and put some pressure on you. So they're still doing those things as well.
Statistically, Coach, their rush defense is near the bottom of the table, buck 40, buck 45. I think they're 29th in the league. If you look at that closely, they gave up 350-some-odd yards to Kansas City. They've had a couple of really big explosive games against, so maybe the statistics are a slightly bit skewed or whatever. the word is going to be, hey, coach, run the ball 60 times this week. Just pound it down their throat. Look how many yards they give up. That's a little bit oversimplified, obviously.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, and things are misleading. At this time of year, you find that guys and teams tend to get a little bit healthier. I know they got some guys that are coming back. You know, and I think you obviously, during the playoffs, you're going to see a little bit different element, because one of the things that's pretty consistent is most of the teams that are involved in the playoffs, they look the same. For the most part, from a statistical standpoint, they don't turn the ball over much. They have few penalties, just in terms of game in and game out, and they can run the ball and typically can stop the run. I think you'll see the best from all of us. When this thing is kicked off.
You've had several weeks to be in the coordinator chair. Comfort level going into a playoff game, fully vested. Fans should understand you're ready to go, and you kind of like the group that you're working with for a playoff game.
Well, there's no question. I love the group that I'm working with. It's a great group, exciting group of guys that love to play, great passion, and we got a chance to do some things that are special, that's great. In terms of a comfort level, I don't think in this game you ever feel real comfortable, because there are so many variables that you have to contend with, so many things you have to think about, and so that keeps you up a little bit at night.
Have a blast, Coach. We're looking forward to it at M&T on 1 o'clock Sunday. That's Game Plan Offense with Coach Caldwell. Stay tuned. Eric DaCosta looks at this amazing rookie class of the Colts on Scouts Honor coming up next.